This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories of the diverse rainbow communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9, this is the Worldwide Wrap.
And I think this week we start not too far in Thailand, where a trans flight attendant has been crowned Miss Tiffany's Universe in Thailand. So
this is a beauty pageant particularly for trans people.
Yes,
which I didn't even know existed.
Miss Tiffany's Universe 2024 took place in Pattaya in Thailand, and Saruda Premayapaniyakam won the coveted title of the pageant, and it really celebrates Thai national trans women. But she collapsed on stage when she heard her name.
Typical drama. got to make a statement.
It was a fourth attempt, and really, I mean, obviously, it paid off. And the pageant was launched in 1998 to share the beauty, talent, and diversity of trans women, and it's supported by the Tourism Authority of Thailand. And you know, it's usually Thailand is notorious for being known and accepting of trans people, but there's still
that's not to say that there aren't issues for trans people. Well,
that's right, and there's still no equal rights for LGBTIQ plus people in terms of law. And there's no ways to. Human Rights Watch do a lot of reports, and in 2021 reported that there's no way for trans people to obtain legal documentation that reflects their affirmed gender. So there are some issues. It is a very country which is
tolerant,
fantastic, tolerant.
Things like employment is still an issue too in terms of getting, you know, quite often trans communities are forced into quite lowly paid employment.
Pigeonholed in certain activity and things. So yes. So there is society mostly acceptance, but there's no legal recognition. But it's good on her for.
And of course, the other thing that's coming in Thailand, the marriage equality bill there has been submitted to Parliament, hasn't yet passed, but potentially that could be coming to Thailand as well. So some good things happening
in the Thailand. Right.
Across to the USA now, where the Census Bureau, which undertakes similar here, a regular census of people, have started testing questions because one of the commitments of the Biden government was to bring in questions of gender identity and sexuality into the US Census. So basically, they've come up with some questions. They're going to send them out to 480,000 households. That's just the test group. So they can assess, you know, do people get the question?
Did they understand it?
Could they answer it properly? Yeah, so if the question is approved, it will be the first time sexual orientation and gender identity questions are
asked. What kind of questions are they looking at?
Well, so they're going to ask a question for everyone, which is what sex were you or the person you're writing this for, what sex was the person assigned at birth, of which you can only answer male or female to that one, but then they sort of go into further questions from there. So for anybody that's 15 years or older, what is your current gender? And they give a lot more options there, male, female, transgender, non-binary, or you can actually put in your own term.
Oh, right.
So that's quite good. And then a second question will be tested. They're going to test them in a couple of different ways, which is around sexual orientation, which of the following best represents you, gay or lesbian, straight, that is not gay or straight, not gay or lesbian, bisexual, or again, you can use a different term.
I'd like to know what Florida thinks about that.
I was going to say the same thing. And I wonder if people who are there might feel fear or concern about divulging this information.
Yeah. It's possible they might write in other, you know, rude things on the paper. Who knows? But I think it's a step ahead.
And it will
put some numbers behind the understanding of the community. And over time, that will be very rich data for good understanding of the community.
Absolutely. Yeah, agreed.
But there's big news of the day. It's Greece.
In Greece. So Greece has legalized same-sex marriage and adoption, which is a historic moment, not just because it's fantastic and wonderful, but also because Greece is the first country with a Christian Orthodox majority to legalize same-sex marriage and adoption. So that's a really fantastic win for Greece and the world.
And a big win, like the vote in Parliament, 176-76. That's emphatic win.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think the fact that they've done the adoption at the same time is quite...
It did face some opposition from the Orthodox Church, but I think, you know, that's to be expected.
Yes.
they did come out with it, that children were being treated as accessories or companion pets for gay couples.
Yes. So they went for the far extreme absurdity. thankfully didn't work. But despite the changes, same-sex couples will still be prohibited from seeking medically assisted reproduction through surrogacy, which means they can only adopt or arrange surrogacy outside their homeland. It is still a really significant win, however, and hopefully those other laws will start coming through in the next few years as well.
And the Prime Minister was a very big advocate, saying this was about making the invisible visible. So some great news, oppa, to all the Greeks listening in. And in brief, following Russia's lead, Belarus has drafted new laws to crack down on LGBT rights, categorising them as non-traditional.
In the US, the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of New York City has condemned a church funeral service for a transgender activist.
And the first survey on inclusion in gaming finds that 17% of US players identify as LGBTQ+, but only 2% of openly queer characters featured in games.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.